Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Well, look for the cattle complex to likely open mixed here today, tied to residual selling on one hand and short covering on the other. Similarly, lean hog contracts should begin with uneven pricing in slow volume. Now, light to moderate trade volume did develop in parts of the north yesterday with most deals around 175. That's steady with Wednesday, but $2 higher than a week ago. Most business could be done for the week. Another round of light trading could surface in Nebraska and Iowa. Now, unsold steers and heifers priced at about 116 in the south, and we're looking for live and feeder futures set to open on a mixed basis this morning, thanks to a combination of follow-through selling and short covering. Now, we did see $115 cattle trade in our part of the country this week. Don't look now, though, but the cash hog market appears to be on a small roll. Packers' bids have consistently edged higher through the entire week, presumably because they sense a shift toward tighter numbers. Look for this momentum to be extended Friday morning. On the grains, another surge in crude oil prices did not help the crops, with corn, soybeans, and winter wheat closing lower on fund selling yesterday. The lower closes also came several hours after USDA reported a decline in weekly crop exports. Soybean oil did close higher, up about 2%, helped by its biodiesel link to the crude oil. Winter wheat markets finished lower following big deliveries against the December soft red winter wheat and Kansas City's hard red winter. In addition, forecasts have for more rain moving through the plains and southeast this week. Corn closed several cents lower yesterday and at a two-month low after the weekly export sales of 30 million bushels were down 55% for the week to miss trade forecasts by a healthy margin. The dollar was lower after a mildly bearish jobs report, but the greenback remained near its 13.5-year high. Soybeans staged a light recovery and made it to unchanged in the closing minute, but when settlements were calculated, nearby months were about 2 cents lower for the day. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy cattle coming up this Friday, December 2nd, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for 24,000 head to be sold, including 4,200 yearling steers, 2,500 yearling heifers, over 15,000 weaned calves. For more information about this week's offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, Stock, we bring the market to you.
Well, on the cattle futures, live cattle December was down 17 cents, 110.57. February down 57 at 111.37. January feeder cattle down 65 cents, 127.77. March was down 20 cents at 124.25. December hogs down 80 cents at 50.22. February down 115 at 54.07. On the grains, the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 7.25 at 384. The March was down 7.25 at 403. Chicago wheat March was down 7.25 at 395.5, and the May was down 6.75 at 408.75. March corn down 6 cents at 342.5. May down 5.75 at 350. January soybeans down 2.5 at 1029.75. March down 2.25 at 1039. December cotton's up 18, 71.98. March up 8 at 70.98. January crude oil down 60, 50.46. February down 57, 51.39. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.